Yeah, welcome.
To another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Yes, come on, look, enthusiasm. Sorry, I was yawning at the beginning there. So, I did a radio show yesterday, which sounds probably flashier than it is. But I did it. I got interviewed on Riverside Radio, Southwest London's premier digital radio station in the top 10, probably. I don't know. I don't know how many people are going to listen to that. If we're going to be honest, dozens. More than this podcast, perhaps. So there we go. But I had a really good time. The guy was called Darren Ethelswaite, I think it was, who interviewed me. He was meant to be my comedian mate, Jake Lennon. I think, I don't know, he's working there, so he's just bringing in comics. And anyway, this guy interviewed me, but it was just a fun, silly show. And then there was a musician who was going to be interviewed next. And he wasn't allowed to basically wander. It's a very small, oh my goodness. Shall we start this again? No, I'm not going to do it. We're going to go with the imperfection of this podcast. That's what we're going to do. But anyway, he basically had to join us in the studio because he wasn't allowed to wander around by himself outside. And it was funny because then we had someone else to bounce off as well, like an interloper joining us. And I tell you something, I have always wanted to work in radio. That has been one of my longest term kind of goals, not goals because I've never pursued it, desires, whatever. I've always wanted to be in radio and I've always wanted to be a DJ. And I've always enjoyed the idea of doing a late night show, which is why I've got a podcast called The Early Late Night Review Show, and this is called The Evening Almanac. So it's all about, and this is obviously why I podcast, because I do like the DJing, but the mics, the sound, my voice sounded beautiful, because you can hear yourself through your headphones. It was just incredible. I sounded like I was meant to be on the radio. I don't know, I should have actually asked what mics they're using, but obviously it's the soundboard and everything. The production was just fantastic, and I would like to do it again. I really enjoyed it because, look, if there's one thing I can do, it's talk bollocks on demand. Do you know what I mean? This podcast, this is episode 643 or something, and I have done almost all of those completely improvised. I think I edited one to see whether it would make it better or not, and there was no difference. And it was the point of this is for me to train myself to be able to talk without too much swearing. That was also something difficult. But also to see if I can articulate myself well enough, etc., etc. And I just, so 643 times of doing this plus other podcasts, you get to a point where, and stand up and writing, you're not going to be terrible with words. My Jesus Christ, dog, leave me alone. Leave me alone. The dog, if I remove my hand off her for 1 second, she's like bundling me again. Anyway, so this guy, the musician, was called Ricky Zakziki, right? Ricky with two K's and an I, Zakziki on Instagram. And I listened to, because it's live streaming, his show, or him being interviewed on the next show as I was driving home, and they played some of his music. He's fucking good. I really love what he was doing. And then when I heard about the things he was listening to, things like Pink Floyd, Supertramp, kind of a lot of old school music, I was like, ah, this is why it's good. He's a young guy, but this is why it's good. He's not listening to shit. He's listening to the source. Do you know what I mean? Because all the music now is a bastardization of what was genres back in the day of the 70s and the 80s and stuff like that. And if he's listening to something like Supertramp, respect, because I do like a bit of old ST. That's what we call it. I've never called it that before in my life. I've never heard anyone call it that before in my life. But they did have that album cover where everyone now reckons it's a 9/11 hoax, or it's a 9/11 predictor. Go give it a look. Give it a Google. Anyway, so what a week in terms of gigs. I had Three gigs, two which went bad, one at the end which went well, and I was very pleased with it. And that was the one with like a full room of 50 people, so that was good. And then I had a lovely time at that radio show, and it's all it's done is whet my appetite for doing some more radio. All right, that's it. Look, there's no big cry. I mean, like, I could talk to you a little bit about a crisis if you want to hear one. Is that my OCD got triggered yesterday, and I had a lot of anxiety and had to do lots of slow breathing in the car, and I was having a right freak out. And I'm surprised that the tenacity of my OCD still exists to that extent. It was just something touching something else. I've got a cleanliness OCD, and it's mad and mental. But it used to be very debilitating years ago, when I was in my early 20s, but the remnants of it still remains, and it really reared its head up yesterday. But I think that might be to do with the fact that I was very tired after a long week of being out every night, not going out tonight. This is the first time in a week. So Ace, stay in, enjoy yourselves, do what you want. Actually, I'm not your dad, and see you in the next pod.